And here's going to be one of them. This is going to be one where I'm going to talk about Nemesis, the mid laner, obviously primarily of Fnatic when he was in the ERL. It was of Mad Lions, which is a totally different team than the ones in LEC now. It was when he had Crown Shot and Selfmade. And I'm going to discuss basically all aspects. I'm going to talk about him, maybe some aspects of his personality that appear on stream, etc. His career, when he played in the LEC for those four splits, he played two worlds. And his actual playing style, his skill set. Because it will always be assumed I'm a hater. Not least because Fnatic fans are so annoying. And especially the last couple of years is when the 14-year-olds came along. Where all it is, it's not even comments. It's just, oof, they go, oh, lol, Nalding. Like, it's just like, it's like literally like NPCs. You're just like a zombie horde of NPCs. World War Z or something fucking coming over the hill. Like, these are barely even people with sentient thoughts as far as I can tell. So there's nothing to engage with. I've always disliked those Fnatic fans. And particularly when another player they always did it with was Reckless. Where they constantly made it, this guy is the best, he's perfect, he's the poster boy, he has no flaws. If you say he has any flaws, even when you're getting them directly from his teammates, from observation, from like reading between the lines, yeah, you're just a hater. Now, one of the issues here though, this is why I'll never ever worry about caught in controversy or going against the grain of what fans want to hear, is because I care about context over everything else in esports. There are way too many fanboys, particularly Fnatic fanboys online, just as with TSM or in the other region, who, due to upvotes and downvotes, or due to en masse spamming opinions, or due to attacking anyone, this is why a lot of pro players and coaches are very careful talking about these specific teams and their players and problems, and where they wouldn't be about another team, even a great team like a G2 or Cloud9, is because the influence of these shitters skews the discussion and just warps it completely out of bounds. It just makes it completely pointless. Like, one of the things I'll never tolerate was the idea that when Perks was one of the best mids in the league, or Caps was one of the best mids in the league, they were going to make it because, like, oh, well, technically, maybe Nemesis could be, like, third or fourth, and they made it sound like that meant he was close to Perks or Caps. He was closer to the mids below him than the gap between him and Caps and Perks. And that's just go back and watch. Even when Caps had his issues, still what he could do on the map and the influence he had over his team and his junglers far exceeded anything Nemesis was able to do at the time. Nemesis was just simply a good mid laner at the time. So this is just cope from a lot of these fans. It's why they can't ever actually attack your points. They have to just go with, like, you must hate him. Oh, you're lying. Oh, make stuff up. Oh, you just say things for drama. Oh, you just criticize him because he's box office and that gets you all the hits. I mean, you notice now these players come and go. My channels remain. My talk shows remain fire. I get the next generation of players. I don't need these motherfuckers. I don't need you. If that's you, you know what? Jog on. This ain't the right saloon for you, partner. So mosey on out. You just go down to the next one. I'm sure there's some dog shit one for morons who like Fnatic. Isn't the content for you guys? I think LEC makes it, don't they?
Oh, yeah. So at one point in time, that Monty comes to NA and he admits that they have a great period of time. And then Monty designs this comp that they use that they win some games with. Only then he denigrates that and says, I mean, it's a fucking Sivir comp. You group up and you win, right? But I get, here's what's funny, leave that in itself. You're like, who the fuck are you, kid? We just gave you something that works as a coach. It worked and you won, right? That's good. That's good coaching then. You're admitting it's good coaching. But instead you're like, oh, it's not, that's nothing big. It's just you just made a Sivir comp. Anyone can do that. Well, in that case, mate, why didn't you just do stuff like that all the time? Sounds so fucking easy, doesn't it? Why weren't you taking responsibility, being proactive and having the team do all these great comps and win all the time? It's easy, apparently. You just pick Sivir, group up, there we go. But he then sort of even counters his own argument by saying, but I guess that's amazing for CLG, considering how hard it is to get people to group on the team. Exactly. So why are you shitting on someone who's actually managed to succeed where others fail, including you and the other CLG members? Sounds like that's great coaching to me at that moment in time.
Still a top, but like, he has everything. So this is why I made that point at the time. But if he was to win LEC, he would be the worst mid to ever do it. And that in doing so, he would be an outlier to the idea you need an elite mid laner to win LEC. Because if you look who was, this is the point. In fact, let's just set it up properly here. The moron didn't understand I was doing what he did with his Doinby comment, and it had a similar premise. There was more to it than the surface level. Now, his premise presumably about Doinby was that if you just watched him as an individual player and without his jungle and support, and you just watched him in solo queue or something, you would see he wasn't that sick a laner, he wasn't that sick mechanically, he didn't play a lot of the meta champions. You might think as a mid laner, because he said he's like one of the most mid laner, or the worst mid laner, yeah, he might have looked as the worst mid laner in that context. So similarly, you look at the context of my comment, it makes total sense, it's absolutely reasonable. But he ignored that because guess what? Well, apparently, rules for thee, but not for me. Well, no, actually, the real quote you want to know, Nemesis, is what's good for the goose is good for the gander. What you can do, I can do as well. In fact, I could say I could do it better, mate, because I can actually fucking explain myself. I don't just mouth on fucking Ellis's stream, mate. So, in the summer, he wins the title in a dominant performance. Yeah, after the death of a family member right before the final. And even though he had the option to sit out, no one would blame him. No one would ever criticize him. He persevered. He played the final. He was dominant. He won easily. That matchup and that particular circumstance, if it wasn't for the tragic nature of it, I don't know if he'd want to be a part of this. That should be the stuff of legend. That's like when Favre had that game where he hit like the four touchdowns and like almost 400 yards passing a day after his father died. Because he understood, I could sit this out, I could be destroyed about it, but that's not who I am. I'm the guy who goes out there and I perform at my highest level and I show you there. There you go, that's the tribute. That's what you meant to me, is what I was capable of doing here. I wouldn't blame anyone who wouldn't be able to do it. But as a result, I'll give you even more credit if you can do it. That's some legendary shit. Bow down, fucking respect. Or not, and believe me, they will be mad. Because when people did that double lifts trophy case subreddit where famously it was empty and that was the joke up to like season 5, and people went super hard on the idea, like, if you show good, why don't you win? Well, guess what he did, didn't he? He showed domestically that you can sit the fuck down. He dominated. He won like 8 out of 10 splits. He was in 9 out of 11 finals after that period of time where you made that fucking subreddit, wasn't he, homie? Without him, TSM only has 4 titles out of the 7 that they've won. He's responsible for almost half of their fucking domestic dynasty. Not Reggie, not just Bjergsen. I saw Bjergsen on his own with tons of talent around him. What would he able to do with the best in the West, right? What was he able to do with legendary players as his junglers, as his different positions on the map? Exactly. It is whatever on that one. So obviously this brings up the whole thing where especially American fans love to use that line. You're only as good as your last game. No, no, what that says to me is that's a counter signal. You think, oh, I'm being really discerning here, do I have like an elite set of tastes? And you're only as good as your last game, sir. You have to perform at a high level to please me, the random fan. No, what that says to me is a counter signal. It's like, I'm a peon pleb who just doesn't understand more than a single factor analysis approach. And also, I can't call to my mind a lot of different games. So I'm just going to make all my judgment about someone on a BO1. Oh, aren't I clever? To say, no, you're not, you're a moron. No one cares what you think. Then you go to season 6, the craziest one I've ever seen. Because everyone laughs at the whole Lucian Top meme, and obviously Immortals didn't make it to Worlds. Everyone loves to dunk on him, like, lol, they were just fucking, Hooney was trashing NA. Like, mate, Hooney was the best top laner this year. This was the year, if you don't remember, when Immortals was incredible in both splits. That's the other thing. People remember they were really good in spring, but they just failed in the playoffs. No, no, in summer, they also were unreal. Like, everyone remembers TSM dominated. Mate, Immortals was right there with them. Those were the two teams dominating. Now, the Slow Esports, obviously a broadcast channel on YouTube that create documentaries and topical polemic news pieces, are hack scum parasites on this fucking industry and, quite frankly, on my own work, as I've sadly had to experience. So that might seem like, whoa, where's this coming out of left field? Like, have somebody show me their videos, they're all right. They are hacks. They basically just use storylines that very famous community narratives were around, or quite frankly, just literally mine at times, that I've built up as my, at this point in time, 20-year career professionally as an esports historian and journalist. And by the way, later in the video, I'm going to talk about all the people who've made these claims of plagiarism against them, some outrageous incidents, disrespectful behavior repeatedly from the people who make the videos on the Score Esports. And you're going to really see that these are pieces of shit that I'm exposing right now. But I have the balls to say it, imply it, and then stand by it and say, yeah, she is a bad commentator in that game. You're trying to have your cake and eat it. And by the way, if people don't know that saying, because people always go, how could you have a cake and eat it? You're thinking, like, but the point of having a cake is to eat. No, you missed the point, right? If you eat your cake, you don't any longer have a cake. So if you want to say, I have a cake, you can't eat it as well, can you? Otherwise, you fucking don't have a cake. I can't believe I'm breaking down basic fucking turns of phrase for this generation. So now, I'm a baller, a visionary, and a hard worker. So you can imagine, I'll always get by in esports. But at the same time, I very much appreciate the people who support me, such as Matt Pugnacio Rakula, Ahmed Haju, Tosh, Bot Pounder 420, Animosity, Token, Tobias Bernasconi, Kovacevic, Jensen Gore, and as always, special thanks goes out to Jerky's Minion. Would you like to suggest a topic or a guest that will appear on my content? Do you want to ask a question in my monthly AMA? Maybe you want teasers, find out who the upcoming guests are for some reflections or interview content. Or do you want to be one of those nerds asking me questions, talking about the old days and new things and one of those long, lengthy topical discussions that I do? Well, if any of those tickle your fancy, put your money where your mouth is and join the Skrilluminati today. Where? Via the Patreon link in the description box.